Unified Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Crudwiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin Chapter 5 in the Letter to the Hebrews. We'll be in verses 1 through 4. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, and for he himself is beset by weakness. And so for this reason must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. How do you know when you're chosen by God to become someone totally committed to sharing his truth? I have heard so many different cases of men or women joining a religious order by the whispers God has made during their practice, their prayer, and their proclamation of living the gospel. I, for one, felt a call to live a life of piety by embracing Jesus as the only way to go to heaven and live eternal life. This was my desire to honor him in a daily practice of his word, to share what I call universal utterings. The desire to utter universally the words of redemption, holding fast to the call of being redeemed. The church calls this holy orders, and the descriptions of the three levels of ordination are as bishop, priest, and deacon. Each has its own process of being ordained for life. The catechist is quite extensive in this holy process, and today I will only share two, yet all discussions in our daily practice can be found within the numbered paragraphs of the catechist through online means or the printed version of the catechist itself. Amen. Catechist paragraph number 1539. The chosen people was constituted by God as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. But within the people of Israel, God chose one of the 12 tribes, that of Levi, and set it apart for liturgical service. God himself is its inheritance. A special rite consecrated the beginning of the priesthood of the Old Covenant. The priests are appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Catechist paragraph number 1540. Instituted to proclaim the word of God and to restore communion with God by sacrifices and prayer. This priesthood, nevertheless, remains powerless to bring about salvation, needing to repeat its sacrifices ceaselessly and being able to achieve a definitive sanctification, which only the sacrifice of Christ would accomplish. Amen. Join me as our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, our two oldest especially, Alexandra and Nalan. We pray for Julie and Gabriel and Julie, Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those that we've asked us to pray for them. As we pray for the dying, as we do each day, Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray especially for those entering First Communion, baptism, and confirmation this Easter Eve, joining the church. How exciting can that be? To receive the nourishment of Jesus' body and blood each day. Once you understand this sacrifice called by Jesus to accomplish, we pray that they become embraced in wanting to live Christ-fed. Amen. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Hebrews 5. We begin today with verses 1 through 4, two stanzas of poem. It's titled, Priest High So, men among communities made priests high, God's representatives made to offer sin sacrifices, gifts, growth. Able is he to patiently deal with the erring and ignorant type. Weakness beset is he himself, so offerings of sin made for both. Himself honor, no. God's calling show. As Aaron, go, priest high. So, amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's April 10th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today at a good number, 704, as we look to open heaven's door and cry no more as we climb the stairs to implore what it means to be in heaven's door. Amen. To my good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in the Lord as we close in the name of Jesus. It's 7:04. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The only way to live redeemed. Amen.